who was right and who was wrong in this situation. You're going to decide. I watched this like 6 times and I was like, oh my gosh, if I was the person that just ordered DoorDash, ordered my food, and all of a sudden the doorbell rings and this happens, I would be shocked. So this is the guy answering the door in the interaction that happened.
Are you believing it?
No, I could speak to you, actually.
I'm sorry?
I need to speak to you. I don't think you realize where they're coming from, so I need to speak to you.
Where what's coming from?
Where the food you ordered is coming from. I don't think you realize the distance that it comes from, because then you would never actually have given what you gave. You can come and see me face-to-face.
Like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? Like, you don't understand where the food you ordered is coming from? Now you have to come talk to your DoorDash person face-to-face that she's talking to you on the Ring camera?
What's the deal?
All right. She continues.
No, I don't understand.
From the restaurant that you ordered from. Do you realize you ordered from Carmack and you're in Smithtown?
That's a 15, 20-minute drive.
It's not. You need to try to drive it. I just drove it. It's 40 minutes.
So what do you expect to pick up if you think it's that far?
So I think you need to adjust your tip to make it right.
How much is the tip?
You gave an $8 tip.
What the hell are you looking for? I gave an $8.
Okay, I'm going to bring the food back. I'm going to bring the food back. Okay.
She's mad that she drove 40 minutes to do this food delivery and that he wouldn't adjust the $8 tip to give her more because it took her 40 minutes to make that 12-mile trip.
Yeah.
And then brought the food back and refused to leave the food over the tip. What?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds crazy. You know, my two biggest questions would be here is how much food are we talking? I mean, if you're bringing $100 worth of food and you're coming 40 minutes, I would consider that. And the other thing is like, I know that you can reduce a tip. You can do that. Like you can say you're going to do one tip, right? And then when you're in the order, you can reduce it. And a lot of times people do that. It's like an order grab, basically. So those are the only two things that I would say pay attention. But I mean, I got to imagine that once she does that, she's no longer delivering for DoorDash or whoever it is that she's doing it
for. Well, I don't know what the rules are because she says she's going to bring the food back to the restaurant. So
yeah.
I guess if you return the food, like what can happen at that point? Like the whole thing boggles my mind.
Yeah.
Because I understand what the poor guy is saying. He's like, you accepted it. Why would you accept the ride knowing that you thought it was going to be 40 minutes? You saw that I left $8 on it. You saw what the tip was. What did you think? Like, you were going to get there, knock on the door, and he was going to whip out a 20 and hand it to you?
Right. That part's not cool either, right? I mean, listen, I'm a good tipper. So typically, if I see something like that, and I know it's taking a long time and they're going through a lot, and I mean, anybody who's driven knows what can happen. That's one thing, but yeah, I mean, to be confronted obviously puts up your defenses.
All right. So here's the question we have. 1-800-330-9999. 5 calls says it all. What do you think? Was she wrong not to deliver the food and to confront the guy? Or did she have a good point? Like she went above and beyond for this delivery and she should have been compensated for it. And the fact that he gave her an attitude, yeah, that food's going back. What do you think? Who was wrong in this situation? A DoorDash woman knocked on the door when she was making a delivery, and the guy came on the speaker, and this is what happened.
No, I don't understand.
Do you realize you ordered from Carmack and you're in Smithtown?
That's a 15, 20-minute drive.
It's not. You need to try to drive it. I just drove it. It's 40 minutes.
So what do you expect to pick up if you think it's that far?
So I think you need to adjust your tip to make it right.
How much is the tip?
You gave an $8 tip.
What the hell are you looking for?
I'm going to bring the food back.
She took the food back and did not deliver it because she said it took too long to get there and that he didn't adjust the tip to give her more. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Amy?
Absolutely. I had a similar situation where the DoorDash called me and said, you didn't give me a big enough tip. I'm not delivering your food. And took it back to the store.
Don't they see it first what the tip is before they accept a delivery or no?
Yeah, it was a $12 tip. But because he hit traffic and it took him longer, he refused to deliver it. And when I called DoorDash, they told me there was nothing they could do.
Wow.
Really? That's interesting.
Interesting. Thanks so much, Amy.
I mean, the policy certainly would impact my decision-making skills, right? If it's going to take me off the road from delivering the next one for that long. Then it becomes a mathematical equation. Roger, what do you think? 5 calls says it all. Was the DoorDash delivery driver in the wrong to take back the food?
I don't think it was very smart to leave empty-handed. She probably should have just took the tip she got. I'm actually a Dasher myself, And when you get the order, it tells you the mileage and the tip amount. And you should choose accordingly.
Yeah, that was my biggest question. It's like, if you see that, can't you make that decision before you take the order?
Oh, yeah. I turn down orders all the time like that. Like, if people don't want to tip, you just don't take the order.
Let me give a third possibility. You deliver the food, but you take back your favorite item. And then you just go, I don't know, man. I didn't see it in the bag, right? It's like supplemental income.
Peter, Five Calls says it all. Is the DoorDash lady in the wrong?
Absolutely, 100%. Because that's her job. Her job was to take the food, deliver it, and the tip is based on the service. But we've gotten so far away of what a tip is now. She doesn't ask how much she should get.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, Anna. This is Jaylene again. I called once. I used to be an Uber driver, and I also used to do deliveries for DoorDash.
So what do you think?
Well, I agree with the lady who delivered the food, partly, because, you know, sometimes as a DoorDash driver, you actually don't see the deliveries coming in. Like, they add on to your delivery, so you don't even know what the distance is. Then by the time you pick it up, you see that you're going to drive like 40 or 25 minutes. For these 40 minutes, they pay you roughly about maybe $10 at most. And you've driven 40 minutes, that's a lot of gas. So I think the guy should have been a little bit more considerate. Though I think even her, she should have understood that the guy tried. Not so many people tip even $8. So the guy tried, but it's good she brought it to light. We are having a discussion about it. And people should realize that delivery drivers go through a lot because you're burning your gas for 40 minutes and you're being paid $10. You know, so I think there should be a little bit more consideration from DoorDash and customers when you do an order.
I mean, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
I see both sides of this so clearly.
Well, I think the vicinity is really important, right? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, what's that radius that you're selecting saying, yes, I accept it and it's in this amount, right? Because if it's 2 miles, that's one thing. That could be cumbersome, especially with traffic. If it's 5 miles, it's something else. If it's 8 miles or something like that because it's a distance away, that changes a whole lot.
I still don't know who I think is right. All I know is that I'm just hungry.